What's happening, everybody? Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Bubble Podcast, your new home for Bay Area talent, presented by Streetwise Intellect Productions. I am your host, Mr. Reed the Realist, and in this episode of Views and Opinions entitled What is the Science Behind What You Do, I will be giving y'all an earful, man. Earful. So these Views and Opinion shows, I started up a new little segment of format. Is trying to keep it down to three points of my view that I want to share with you guys that I think will enlighten and uplift the community and the community as a whole, not just one race or a particular creed. Community as a whole, that's what these views and opinions are for, because I want to wake people up. It's time for us to start waking up, man. Fuck all that third eye talk, fuck all that find your center and all of that bullshit. I deal with real stuff I can touch, I can feel, I can see, I can listen to. You know what I mean? And I know it's a lot of people out there in the world that do that. So that's why I started up these Views and Opinions, or I started them back up. So once again, the name of this Views and Opinions episode is What is the Science Behind What You Do? Now we about to jump right into it. You know what I mean? It ain't no advertisement stuff going on these, man, because I want y'all to get this point I'm trying to drive home. So let's jump into the first point. There is an abundance of opinionated people walking the face of this planet, but it's only a small, minute percentage of those people that are really saying anything that's worth anything. You know what I mean? What the fuck is your problem, man? Why do you think you have to open your mouth on everything that's going on around you? That makes no sense to me. Metaphorically speaking, y'all look like a bunch of baby birds in a nest with their mouth open. Hella noise coming out and ain't nothing being said. Ain't nothing. Just a whole bunch of fucking noise. You know, and I'm adamant about this. I'm sorry for my vulgarity, but I'm adamant about this, man. I'm sick of hearing all of these people with these opinions on other people's business. What is the science behind that, man? How do you feel like you are wearing the Messiah's robe and you can walk around and give advice to everybody that's worthwhile? That makes no sense to me. None. You put yourself on a pedestal and you don't even have your fucking life straight. You ain't got shit together in your life. You over here belly aching and complaining right after you give advice. So what is the science behind you always having your mouth open on other people's business? That is a real question. I would really like to know that, man, because it's everybody, man. I'm talking about all races. Everybody feels like their religion has them grounded, or their career has them focused, or their parenthood makes them the epitome of being a parent. I mean, this shit is ridiculous, man. We are way past blind leading the blind. You know what I mean? This is stupid. This is really dumb. So somebody needs to speak on this, man. Stop opening your mouth like your two cents is going to change the years of agony and depression or whatever that these people have probably gone through that you're talking to. Shut your fucking mouth, man. Maybe they just want to get it out sometimes. I never understand the science behind somebody that wants to always open their mouth like they're coming to you for advice, like somebody has asked you for your half a penny of advice. Shut up, man. Shut up. And you know who really has it bad out of the two genders that's walking this planet? That's correct. I said that. It's two genders that's walking this planet. And out of these two genders that's walking the planet, the men have it bad, bro. Y'all have it bad. Y'all have it bad. Females gonna always have their mouth open. That's a given. Whatever. But man, you have it bad, bro. Why do you have your mouth open on somebody else's business? You the ones I'm really talking to in this point, man. Please, man. Understand that everybody's life is different. Your neighbor's life is different. Your family member's life is different. Your mother's life was different from yours. Your father's life. Everybody's life is different. All right, you cannot. It's not. You're trying to put like a square peg in a circle hole, man, and it just doesn't work. It doesn't work to me, and that's what I'm talking about. I mean, why waste time? Why waste your life trying to figure out other people's problems when your problems are stacking in your face? It makes no sense. And you can't tell me you ain't got no problems. Even people that's born with silver spoons in their mouth got problems, man. Life is about figuring it out, and we all trying to figure it out. So how the hell are you walking around here trying to give advice? What's the science behind that, man? Please. If somebody got an answer to that, man, y'all can always hit me up at Mystery on Instagram. Hit me up on Instagram. Instagram at Mr_RYE. Hit me up, man. DM me. I'll have a conversation with you, man. It ain't got to be public. Straight up. Because I want to know, man. I want to know, what is the thought process when someone feels, I mean, and you can tell when someone feels like they're just giving you gold when they're speaking on your situation, because they have the boisterous overtones and they're it's just, you can tell, man. You can tell, and it's like, god damn, man, who is this motherfucker? That's I don't know. I've always been thinking that I'm a rare breed, right? But shit, I've been dealing with it. I'm living with it. I'm coping with it. But now it's time for me to start putting it out here. And this is how I'm thinking, y'all. I just want to know what the science is behind you always opening your mouth on somebody else's business when you need advice yourself. All right? That was number one. I can go on and on about that. But we're going to slide into number two. Because number two, that brings me into number two. Now, my whole point for bringing stuff up in these episodes, it's not to just rant and rave. I mean, it does feel good for me to get up here and do that, but you know what I mean? That is not my whole point. That is not even half of my point. My point is to have all of us, when I say all of us, I mean everybody, all human beings on the face of this planet, at least looking towards the same direction. We don't have to think the same. We don't have to have the same mind wavelength. We don't have to same vibration, none of that stuff, none of the energy, even though I believe in all of that stuff, we don't have to have none of that stuff. As long as we're looking in the same direction, we could have the same view of the same picture. You know what I mean? Our views will start lining up because we're looking at the same picture now. That's all I'm trying to do with these episodes. I'm just trying to get everybody to start lining up their viewpoint, man, their mental. Let's start waking up. But anyhow, I digress. Let's slide into number two here. Number two is, what is the science behind you being so proud of what you got? What's the science behind that? Yes, a lot of us work hard for what we achieve out here. But does that work stop? Right? That'll be my question to those people. You gotta work hard to achieve what you will. So once you achieve it, does the work stop? No, it doesn't. I'll answer that. No, it doesn't. You keep going. You keep going. So what the fuck is the point of having that cliche right there? What is that, a checkpoint or something? No, that's how I look. You know, stop being so proud of the little shit, because if you're thinking big, all the big accomplishments that you're doing in life right now are super little, minute. Why the fuck am I gonna talk about this? I'm looking further to this.
Wise intellect.
What is the science about being so proud to not own shit? A majority of the people in the urban communities, man, are renting or have car notes or both. Not paying to own, renting. Right, you may have this lavish condo somewhere in Jack London, but your motherfucking ass is renting. You may have this big ass house somewhere off in Vallejo or something like that, but your motherfucking ass is renting. You got this nice car, you're renting. So now you slaving. So what is the science behind that, man? The people before us, our forefathers and mothers, all of those people tried that shit and it didn't work. why are we still going down that same fucking path thinking you doing something? What is the science behind that, man? Tell me. Getting your ass up to go slave for somebody else and try to stack the little chips that you're getting from them and thinking that you're doing something. Walk around this motherfucker like a goddamn peacock. Stop that shit, man. Wipe that shit out your life, man. Straight up. Straight up, man. Stop it. Stop it, man. Because you are acting like you have reached this epitome of life to where that you are good. And some people may feel that because, you know, a lot of us, you know, me included, you know, one of my younger days, you know, I didn't think I was going to live to reach the age of 25. I ain't even going to lie to you, you know. I didn't even think I was going to be free at the age of 27. And I wasn't even looking no further than that in my 20s. So I'm speaking from experience here, man. It's like in my older age here, I'm looking back like I wish I had somebody to really speak out on shit like this around me. Instead of trying to be one-sided with what they're talking about, like, oh, this body-o this, or black power this, or Chinese community this, and fuck all that, man. If we all living together, which we all do out here in Oakland, California, it's a lot of races out here. It's a melting pot. If we all living together, man, why the hell you think that you doing better than me? All right, that's what sparked a lot of this thought too, man. I'm a people watcher, so I'd be watching people around me. I'm like, damn, man, why the fuck you walk around like that, bro? Anyhow, stop walking around like your achievements are better than the achievements of others around you, because that right there is just demerit, automatic demerit, automatic. Man, you know, I can't be around you like that. I can't be around you like that, man. That's crazy to me. And to just do stuff like that without any type of, like, foundation or why you doing that, or can't answer the question and want to get defensive, that shows that you a victim of some type of wrong path traveling. You know what I mean? You got to look inwardly. These words shouldn't be hurting you if you think that you are on the same path as me, or you feel like you're not on that path that I'm talking about, period. You know, I'm not apologizing for shit. If this you is you, wake the fuck up, all right? We all should be looking like, all right, let me stop being an ignorant hypocrite. Let me stop thinking like, oh, I reached this epitome. But, oh, I'm and behind closed doors, I'm like, oh, you got to be better than this. This can't be life, man. I got to be. You can't do that shit, man. You're confusing the youth. And that pisses me off right there. Can't confuse the babies, man. Stop that shit, man. Stop that shit. So that was number two, man. Stop walking around like these fucking peacocks, man. Like you got it all together behind closed doors. You're sweating bullets. Like, oh shit, I can't lose this spot. Oh shit, I'm behind on this. Oh, I gotta pay this. Oh, I gotta sacrifice this bill because, you know what I mean? That's not life, man. And if our parents was doing that shit and it didn't work, why the fuck are you still doing that shit? Straight up. All right, let's slide into number three, because I see that the minutes is counting up here, man. Number three is going to be a strong one for me. I think I'm going to have a lot to say on that one. But that was number two, y'all, man. I appreciate y'all for listening to the Bubble Podcast, your new home for Bay Area talent, presented by Streetwise Intellect Productions. I am your host, Mr. Reed the Realist, and this is an episode of Views and Opinions. Man, and I'm going in on this one. It's called What is the Science Behind What You Do? And I'm about to get into point number three, and then we're going to get into the conclusion, and then I'm going to hit y'all up with another episode tomorrow. All right, let's get into it. Now, this one is a big one. I'm even included in this group of people I'm questioning. So the question that I have here, man, is what are you trying to do? What is your end goal? What is your final accomplishment in this life? Has anybody thought about that? Why are you getting up every day to do something for someone else when you have no plans for what you're going to do for yourself? That is that's just a logical question that everyone should be asking themselves. What am I doing here? Where am I going? What am I trying to accomplish? Because as you're doing all of the four points that I made, the point number one and point number two, as you're doing all of that, you're adding on to the confusion of where you're supposed to be going. And when I say that stuff, I'm not saying like it's written in some book, your life is written and this is the way it's supposed to be, and sequence and a number, numerology says this and that. No, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is where you're supposed to be in your vision of where you're headed. Now, you can't know where you're supposed to be at if you don't have a vision of where you're headed. That was my whole point. You have to have some type of science. When I say that, you have to have some type of logic, some type of reasoning, some type of logical reasoning behind your actions. Why are you doing that? Why are you saying this? Why are you speaking? It takes effort to actuate your vocal cords. It takes effort to move your hands while you're speaking. Why are you doing this? Think about it. Think about it, man. No one really does that because we're so confused with all of the other stuff, man. Trying to think that we have this corner of life cornered, so to speak. And it's just an illusion, man. You're fooling yourself. You're fooling everybody around you. And you're living a lie. Living a lie, man. Stop following in footsteps that did not lead to anywhere. We need to wake the fuck up. Period. That is my whole point. Wake up, man. Helping each other is giving each other some thriving advice. Some advice that they can give. When I say thriving advice, I mean it's going to keep going. They can pass it down to their kids, and their kids can pass it down to their kids, and it's just a thriving idea. Stop looking at self. When you look at self, that's all you're going to have at the end, man. That's all you're going to have at the end. And you're not looking at the end because you're so busy on looking at self. Stop doing that shit, y'all. Stop doing that. Stop doing that. When you stop doing that, all of the other discomforts, the mental strains of living life kind of dwindle away. They don't cease to exist, but they kind of dwindle down and kind of go from a tree branch to a hair. You feel what I'm saying? So we have to start centralizing our thoughts and our thought process as to an end game. What is the science behind your end game? What are you doing? What are you traveling towards? What are you trying to accomplish? What are you trying to do, man? Are you just trying to be what your parents were? That's cool. A lot of us might want to do that. And they're cool and completely content with doing that. So when you reach that level, I see why a lot of people might walk around like peacocks. That's cool. I would have to talk to that person to understand that. And that person would have to verbalize that to me for me to understand it. But you know what I mean? Yeah, guys, we just need to get it together. And we need to have our focus on living life with teaching those around us how to walk through life. That's it. That's all these views and opinions be about, y'all, man. I appreciate y'all for listening to them. I am Mystery the Realist. I am the host of the Bubble Podcast, your new home for Bay Area talent, presented by Streetwise Intellect Productions. Man, this show right here, excuse me, this show right here, dope. I hope y'all download it, share it, go to the website streetwiseintellectproductions.com for more info on all of the shit, man. Until the next episode, this has been a views and opinions episode labeled explain the science behind what you do. Until the next time, I'm out of here. I love y'all. Peace.